have in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter number 5857. And, you know, he missed putting on tefillin one day. And he's writing to the Rebbe what to do. Baruch Hashem, 19th of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshiyud Ches, Brooklyn, Sholem Avrocha, .. You're asking again what to do, what happened on you on the 13th of Tammuz. So the Rebbe says he was looking for a way to fix that, what happened, that they didn't put on the tefillin. The Rebbe says, you fix this matter in the area in which the lacking was. So, the Rebbe says, what is the inner idea of tefillin? Is, as explained in the Shulchan Aruch, quoted in the Tanya in the beginning of chapter 41. Over there, the tefillin you put on your head, which is by your brains, and you put it on their hand, which is by your heart. And what you're saying is, I'm devoting my heart and my mind to God, to Hashem. That's the idea. Now, if you missed it out, you have to fix in that area. You have to add in the kavona, in the intention of this mitzvah. So, the Rebbe says, all areas of the Jewish people are expressed and are extended through the pipeline of Torah. Torah becomes the vehicle, the vessel, the pipeline of everything that impacts a yid. So the Rebbe says needs to be the study and the recitation orally on the fitting times in the Maimorim, that's the Hasidic discourse that explain the idea of Shibud Halev V'Hamoyach. They explain the idea of enslaving the heart and the mind. Basically, since this happened because that you missed the tefillin, so there was lacking in enslavement of the heart and the mind, the Rebbe suggests that from time to time, in the proper time, he should recite and review some of the Maimorim, those discourses that discuss about enslaving your heart and your mind to Hashem, and that will serve as a correction for the tefillin that they missed.